Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another podcast, another day here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question's injury related. It comes from Anzonia. Anzonia says that she developed a piriformis muscle injury, started to train but had to stop because running is painful. So January consisted of Bay to Bay and Red Hill where she suffered. Do you think she can still train for her first comrades? Intends to start slowly again from the beginning of this month, from Feb. Currently strength training in the core and doing some aqua jogging as well. What's the best advice? Left side always a problem on that piriformis.
Yeah, so like the first thing is you need to get that piriformis treated and hopefully get the spasm. Because effectively when we get piriformis injuries, particularly ones that annoy us, it's generally because the sciatic nerve runs through the piriformis of some people. So once it settles down, you'll also need to keep maintaining that. So either massage, weekly massage or physio to make sure that that piriformis doesn't get angry again. Doing stability exercises and core, that should also help to stop it from flaring up, but you are going to have to, you know, in the short to medium term, manage it through some active acute rehabilitation, or, like I said, either massage or physio. If you're keeping yourself fit, you've already managed 30K at Bay to Bay, 36 at Red Hill, I would add some cycling into your routine now, on a stationary bicycle. And if you do that, then yes, get into February, build yourself up slowly through February. And as long as you're running consistently and well by March, that'll give you plenty of time to get yourself ready for comrades.
Yeah, Lindsay, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I had a very similar injury a couple of years ago, and I think it was in the beginning of April that I managed to only get it sorted and finish comrades comfortably that year. So it's great advice, Anzonia. I hope that helps, and good luck with your comrades journey. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.